The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did homage to Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. If we compare God's desires to our desires, whose desires are the bigger? God's. God's desires are huge, and we have petty little desires, really. You know, we want a nice house, we want a garden, we want a good job, a car. Compared to God's desire for all of us and for all people, those are really small, petty desires. If we had a desire, as God does, that every single person on this planet at this moment were to hear the Word of God preached to them, then we'd be connecting with God's great desire for the world, because that is God's desire. God desires every single person to come into the church, the assembly of the people of God. He wants every human being to hear the gospel preached to them. He wants every single person to know the name of Jesus and to worship Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's God's desire. It's a big desire. But it's a desire that comes to us from the very beginning of the Bible. When Abraham was chosen to be the father of faith, God didn't say, "Well, your immediate family and their descendants will reap the benefits of the covenant." No, he said, "Through you, Abraham, all nations will be blessed." That means every single human being, not just some, but everyone. That's God's desire. And it comes out in our readings today very, very clearly. This is what God wants. The book of Isaiah, that first reading, we're talking about the Gentiles coming to worship God on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. That's God's desire. So here he's saying to Isaiah, a Jew, it's not just about you Jews, but through you Jews, I want everybody to come and worship together. I want all the pagans to know about the truth. The responsorial psalm, "God, all the nations will come to adore you." That's God's desire, that everyone come to know and praise God. And we have Paul. Paul says, "I am the apostle to the Gentiles." So here is a very faithful Jew, a very intelligent Jew, but he doesn't preach just to Jewish people. He goes out into the whole world. He doesn't set up shop in Jerusalem and says, "Well, I'm going to wait till people come to Jerusalem and then I'm going to talk to them about the Messiah." No. He goes out throughout the known world, the Roman Empire, to preach the gospel to everyone, because he knew that was God's desire, that God wanted everyone to hear about the good news of salvation. And he was burning, burning with that desire. He didn't care if people persecuted him, if they hated him, if they beat him up, if they stoned him and left him for dead. He didn't care if he was imprisoned or taken to Rome to be executed. He didn't care, because his burning desire was just like God's, to bring all people into the faith, into the church. And that's part of God's call to all of the people in the Old and New Testament to show the goodness of God, the love of God, the mercy of God. It's not merciful of us if we deny other people the truth, if we keep it to ourselves and think, well, I've got mine. You know, if other people want to walk in these doors, well, then maybe I'll say hello to them. But that's not being merciful. Merciful people always look for ways to go out and proclaim the gospel. And in the gospel story today, we have Jesus who is confronted with a Canaanite woman, a pagan, and refers to the pagans as dogs. That was just common language back then because they were really referring to the pagan sacrifices, which were just ugly. So that's where they get the word dog. So he's not really using it for this person individually to say she's a dog, but rather the practices you have are not worthy of you as a human being. And because she has faith, Jesus reaches out to her and cures her daughter. So there's Jesus himself reaching out beyond his Jewish background to a pagan and giving her what she called for, what she asked for. Now, are we like that? Do we have the desire of a Paul or a Peter? Do we have really a burning desire that the faith that we have been given as a gift, that it be proclaimed everywhere? Do we constantly think of ways how to do that? Or do we sort of stay in our nice, comfortable little environments where we can control everything, where we don't have to encounter strangers, people who look different, think differently than we do? Do we build up walls and prisons for ourselves? Do we expect people, as I said, to come into these doors when they don't have a clue as to what this building is all about? And a lot of people who live in Geneva don't know about this church. Why don't they know about it? It's because we have not taken God's desire and made it our own. Because we have taken what God has given to us and kept it to ourselves and not gone forth to proclaim the gospel. And when I say that, when I talk about proclaiming the gospel, it's not just about giving food for those who are hungry, finding good housing for those who don't have it. It's also about saying that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. To say, you know, God loves you. And whatever you're going through right now, God wants you to know of his great love. You want to know about God. You want to get to know God. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here like Isaiah and Paul and Jesus and the psalmist. We're called to take our little desires, put them aside, and take God's great desire for all people. And as we look around the world today, if we look in our own city, we can see all sorts of problems and issues that we can respond to by bringing our faith to light, to showing it to the world, and to bring people in, accompany people into this church so that they too can come to know the goodness of God. So again, that's God's desire, that every single human being know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And who's going to talk about that, proclaim it? Well, that's our job. We've been commissioned to do that. We're called through baptism to go out into the world and proclaim that good news so that we can help God fulfill his desire that all people come to know the one true God, worship and praise the one true God, know the mercy and the forgiveness of the one true God, come together as one church on earth that is focused entirely on God's will and God's call to every human being to build up the kingdom of God, to prepare everyone for their death, for suffering, whatever it may be, so that whatever happens, they know what their rock is, what their foundation is, what the answer is to their most basic needs and questions. So as always, we have an awful lot of work to do, but it's up to each and every one of us to each and every day ask ourselves, how well today did I proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? What did I do to go out of my way, which really isn't going out of our way, simply fulfilling God's will? How did I go out of my way to proclaim the gospel, to talk about God with other people? Or did I choose to stay in my nice, comfortable surroundings because I wanted to stay there? But each of us has been entrusted with the message of salvation. Each of us, in our own unique ways, has been given many gifts to do that. So it's up to us as individuals and as a community of believers to talk among ourselves how well we're doing in taking God's desire and fleshing it in the world, bringing it to life in our families, among our neighbors, among strangers. Because again, that's God's desire. So if we can say that is our desire as well, and if we keep following it, we're going to find those ways, those opportunities that God gives us each and every day to proclaim the good news of salvation. So as you go forth this week, think about that challenge that you have been entrusted with the story of salvation, the good news, not to keep it to yourself, but to keep on giving it away. Keep on proclaiming it wherever you go, so that everyone, again, this is God's desire, so that everyone can come to know the truth and come to join us as part of God's people.